a very good evening to you. This program is Off the Hook. Rob T. Firefly here with you in the studio. I am joined here in the studio by Mike.
Good evening.
And on the phone, we should have Bernie S.
Greetings from Philadelphia, where Verizon workers are on strike.
Yeah, we heard something about that. What's going on with that, Bernie? This is going on in your territory, so I expect you to be our man on the ground out there.
Well, Verizon territory is up your way, too, but there's a central office right around the corner from where I live, and typically there are Verizon trucks parked out in front of it every morning by workers, and there were none to be seen this morning. But I did read today that presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was actually on a picket line with Verizon workers this afternoon in New York, which I think is pretty amazing. When's the last time you heard of a presidential candidate doing that?
I don't remember offhand, but so this strike is happening at Verizon. Do you know any of the background of what's going on with it?
Well, I think Verizon workers are claiming, or the CWA, the Communications Workers of America, are claiming that Verizon is focusing all of their investment in wireless, as in Verizon Wireless, mobile phones, as opposed to their copper plant, you know, the plain old telephone system, POTS, as we call it, mm-hmm. or as it's been called for many decades, good old dial tone service. Verizon seems to be letting that infrastructure rot and is not maintaining it and has been replacing with some pressure. Some neighbors of mine have been pressured by Verizon to replace their copper line with Verizon Fios to provide sort of a faux dial tone, which is not supported by the battery at the central office, and you just have to have maybe a day or so battery power in a little junction box in your basement, which is not very good from an emergency standpoint. And Verizon workers are saying that you're not maintaining the network as you should, and the Verizon employees that have been maintaining the physical infrastructure of Verizon's landline network are saying that you have to keep that network up. That's the deal. You were given monopoly status to maintain this infrastructure, and now you're not keeping your end of the deal up. So that's part of it. I'm sure there's other issues involved, but that's what I'm hearing from Verizon workers, a couple of whom I've talked to on the street.
I mean, what do they want exactly? I mean, it seems reasonable that Verizon should invest in what consumers want, which is by and large mobile telephony. I think they should do that in a way that doesn't ruin the livelihoods of their workforce, but I'm curious what the proposal is, if you know.
Well, there is wage issues. Verizon, the CWA, the Communications Workers of America Union, I believe, is requesting a 6% over, I think, a few years pay increase, which seems to be reasonable. But the problem is when Verizon shifts its infrastructure over to all wireless or mostly wireless, there's no jobs for the folks that maintain the wired infrastructure, that is either copper or fiber, running into people's homes. Verizon apparently has stopped really rolling out new Fios for the most part, which is really surprising to me. You'd think they'd want to install fiber everywhere and their Fios network to compete against a big cable like Comcast and Times Warner, but they're not. They just seem to be shifting all their investment over towards, or the vast majority of their investment over to wireless. And frankly, there's no way the wireless infrastructure could support that many. There's not enough RF spectrum to support that density.
That's so, that's interesting, because I know that Verizon is being sued by several cities, New York City among them, for not abiding by the agreements they've made to provide Fios to people who want it. I know in New York they're supposed to have rolled it out to every home in the city by now, and they certainly not have done so. I can't get it, despite the fact that the coffee shop, which is literally around the corner from my apartment, can get it. And I don't live in a in an otherwise particularly underserved, you know, infrastructure poor neighborhood, but Verizon is just not making the investments that they contractually agreed to make.
Well, there's apparently some 40,000 Verizon workers who are on strike as of this morning, and that's a pretty large walkout in my opinion. We're just going to have to see what happens with this, but I would imagine that any Verizon customers who have trouble with their FiOS or their copper wireline are going to be kind of stuck in the near future, because Verizon is just saying, well, we have management employees, we'll have go out and do this stuff. But frankly, these management employees don't have the you know, boots on the ground skills that the workers that have, you know, climbed the poles and get out there and really do the hard work to keep telecommunications going on the street that they have. So,
I mean, it really makes you wonder how necessary the work that the management people do the rest of the time is, if they claim they can just go do the groundwork without any negative benefit to the company.
I've seen that before. Like here in Philadelphia, there's SEPTA, the Southeast Pennsylvania Transit Authority. And when they were on strike quite a few years ago, they had their management people driving the trains, and I saw SEPTA put up all these signs saying, open the doors on this side of the train for the management workers to know, like, which side of the track to open the doors. I thought, you know, that's a great example of management just really not knowing the nuts and bolts and nitty-gritty of the day-to-day operations of a large organization. I wish the Verizon workers luck in this. But frankly, the bottom line is, I think you agree on this, that Verizon has gotten all kinds of tax benefits as being a common carrier and as a monopoly. And now they're just sort of playing a shell game with that and not fulfilling their obligations to provide universal service and just shifting everything over to cellular.
I mean, I've said it before, you've said it before. It seems to me these telecommunications companies, it's hard to say, really want to have the benefits of the market without any of the obligations. They, in my view, they need to either choose to actually permit competition or to be regulated as the monopolies they, in fact, are. This claim that the market will decide when there's not more than one competitor is found in no one's econ textbook, neither a communist one nor a capitalist one. And I just I don't know why we as consumers stand for it.
Rob, what do you think about all this going on?
I think it's very interesting to watch because we've spoken often on this show and some might say a little too often about the benefits of keeping the old infrastructure functional rather than swapping over everything to newer, more digital, shinier things. And things like plain old television service do still have their place, I think, in today's world. And also things like, yeah, Verizon does have a lot to answer for along both that line of wanting to ditch POTS prematurely and also not doing their thing to provide Fios and such things elsewhere. Any New Yorker who's tried to get Fios, as Mike mentioned, does know that it's kind of a dark art as to how or if they can supply your building regardless of what's going on around the corner. So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes.
I have a quote from Bernie Sanders who actually marched on a picket line with Verizon workers today. This was an article by Reuters, and he said that. Let me see here. Let me find this. I'm sorry. Yeah.